From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. We've been drilled for decades with news telling us to cut down, if not out, our consumption of red meat and dairy. Study after study told us saturated fats are a virtual death sentence. But according to AgWeb.com, that was then. A new and quite extensive study of more than 135,000 people across five continents by Hamilton, Ontario's McMaster University found people consuming higher levels of red meat and dairy are likely to live longer. The best part, people who ate three portions of dairy and 4 ounces of red meat a day benefited most. The USDA has further information on actions it will take to assist farmers in response to trade retaliation imposed by foreign markets. $200 million will be made available to help ag exporters identify and access new markets through the Ag Trade Promotion Program administered by the USDA. U.S. Meat Export Federation's Greg Haynes says the ATP appears to offer flexibility in determining where promotional funding will be used, which will be helpful in maximizing the positive impacts on U.S. exports. The ethanol industry hit both the EPA and Energy Secretary Rick Perry with lawsuits Thursday over dozens of waivers granted to oil refiners allowing them not to blend ethanol in the nation's gas supply. AgriMarketing.com reports Growth Energy and Renewable Fuels Association sued the agencies to access records detailing how the administration decided to grant refineries hardship waivers, exempting them from EPA's renewable fuel standards. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.